and then you'll give great answers, and then, we'll all be millionaires. That's the system.
Perfect. Sounds brilliant. What's the podcast?
So it's the D20 Future Show.
D20 Future. Cool.
Have a.
Oh, great. That's perfect.
Thing.
Please.
Hello and welcome to the D20 Future Show's first show of 2024. I am, as always, your host and your GM, Richard. Long-time listeners will have very quickly noticed that we have a new theme. Thanks once again to Matt, not just an editor but also a composer, Crawley, for this jaunty little ditty. We're trying it on for size, but I think I like it. This episode is a collection of short interviews carried out at Dragon Meet 2023. I had a lovely time, as always. Huge thanks to Fiona, Mira, and everyone who made the podcast zone happen. And thanks to everyone who spoke to me. Sadly, due to my podcast provider's policy on links in descriptions, while you'll find a list of my interviewees in the show notes, you'll have to check out my social media post. That's at D20 Future Show on Blue Sky, and Twitter, never known as X, and Facebook, as the D20 Future Show, to see links to all of these delightful people's various things, but do check them out. I will put together threads for each of them. On the, frankly, very shaky assumption that I can wrestle the podcast back to business as usual, we'll have bi-weekly episodes featuring longer-form interviews with some of the TTRPG luminaries who I've managed to trick to chatting to me. I've already recorded a number of those, and they were an absolute delight for me to record, so hopefully they'll be good to listen to. After that, we will close out our Dragon Meet coverage in the usual way, with our game of Jason Statham's Big Vacation recorded at Dragon Meet. Sadly, we didn't get a chance to record in front of a studio audience this year, but if you are jonesing for some RPG nonsense with a live audience, I can strongly recommend Modified Roles D&D The Pantomime Part 2, which is spectacularly stupid. Our live stream show, the D20 Future Show Live, should be back this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. GMT, and we'll be playing something short and silly to ease ourselves back into our season of short and silly games. Do come and join in the fun. I think that's all the notices, so I'll hand you over now to Past Richard, live at Dragon Meet 2023.
So I am here at Dragon Meet 2023, and I'm speaking to a bunch of creators, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Nick Bates from Ikpat Games. I guess I would say Ikpat Games.
Yeah, why not?
Sure,
It depends. Is that the name of your company?
Well, I don't have a company name, but that's the name of the URL that you can go to if you want to pick things up.
So. That's the same as a company, except for all the legal things.
All that stuff, yep.
Amazing. And what does your business do?
So I make tabletop role-playing games, currently Xenlink ones.
Okay.
At the moment, I'm specializing in heists. All the stuff you can pick up down here is heist games.
Amazing.
So if you want to steal a giant 1,000-year-old robot, I got the game for you.
Amazing. I mean, who doesn't?
Well, I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah, that's the main thing I want to steal, to be fair.
I mean, everybody does. Some of the people just don't realize it yet.
That's true.
So that's Stealing the Throne. It's my kind of flagship game here. I've got a solo version of that too, if you'd prefer to be doing that by yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than with a crew of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
Or Sky Pirates, which has just been sold, so that's nice.
That's good.
Sky Pirates, it's kind of like, you know, Porco Rosso, Tailspin.
Okay.
That kind of daring aerial adventure over the glittering seas of the Sunset Archipelago.
Amazing. Where you're stealing...
whatever you damn well want, as long as it comes from the Meteoric Empire, because those guys are no good.
They're jerks, yeah.
Pike's a jerk.
Amazing.
That's what you can get at the store today.
Fantastic. And assuming our listeners are not currently listening to this, which is how podcasts work...
That's true.
Where can they go to find these fantastic RPGs?
Well, you can find me just about everywhere as at Ikbat, I-C-K-B-A-T.
Yep.
My name is Nick Bate, so drop the front, first and last, there you go.
Crack code.
Stop by itch.io, ikbat.itch.io.
Okay,
that's where
fantastic.
You can buy the games.
Yep, okay. So you can buy digital games there.
Yep.
Can you buy physical games not at a con, or do they need to hunt you down at a convention?
They need to hunt me down at a convention, or frankly, just reach out to me on Twitter or something like that. Blue Sky, whatever your preference is.
Yep.
And I'll hook you up.
Excellent. Okay, so... listeners, I nearly said viewers, but you're not viewers, you're listeners.
I'm looking at you right now, maybe that's
true.
Off.
Yes, you can hit me up. So, viewers, I did it again. Listeners, all the links will be either in the show notes or on the Twitter thread that you found a link to this interview. Do contact Ikbat Games and find yourself some fantastic heist-based games.
Please do.
Thank you. I'm still here at Dragon Meet 2023. I'm with Craig from...
Lunar Shadow Designs.
Great name.
Great. Thank you.
Tell us about Lunar Shadow Designs. What do you design in the shadows?
So I do a bit of everything, but my main focus is espionage, Cold War games, and sci-fi. Because they're my two big genre loves. Cold War stuff, I do a game called Project Cassandra that's all about psychics during the Cold War trying to prevent an apocalypse.
Right.
And a solo game called Number Stations that asks you to listen to real number stations as part of the mechanics,
which are
really creepy.
Right, okay, interesting.
Just listening to a random broadcast that real spies are using. And know that, you know, a government has sent that out and you're using it for a game.
Amazing. Sounds immersive and fascinating. Assuming that our listeners are intrigued by what they said, where can we find out more about your products?
So I'm on DriveThruRPG, Itch, all as Lunar Shadow Designs.
Great
and
stuff.
Print products are available on Etsy. Again, the same name.
Great. Lunar Shadow Designs. Thank you so much for your time, Craig.
Thank you.
So, listener, I am still here at Dragon Meet 2023. This time I've managed to corner Russ from EN World. Russ, how's the con going?
Yeah, well, I tried to hide, but you found me.
Yep. It's the big sign saying EN Publishing.
I was literally there under the table, carrying.
Yeah. But I won't give in. I must hear about how
you are tenacious.
I am indeed.
Yeah. How are you, anyway?
I'm all right, yeah.
Johnny good?
I'm slowly adjusting to the podcast zone and telling people about my podcast at great length.
Although when I did walk past, you said you could come here and pretend to be a podcaster. And I did point out I am actually a podcaster.
Yeah, yes. And that's why the pretending would be so convincing. Yeah.
I see.
Yes. What, do you want to talk about your podcast first, then, Russ?
Oh, I could do, I suppose.
Morris's Unofficial Tabletop RPG News, a podcast name you made me learn one year before I could
interview you. And you just got it wrong?
What? No, I didn't.
You did?
What? Okay, tell us about your podcast, Russ. And what did I...
Morris's?
Yes.
Unofficial. Tabletop.
Yeah.
RPG.
Talk.
Sure.
I said news.
You said news.
You are pretty much the only RPG news podcast out there, though.
I think there might be a couple out there. So I think Sly Flourish does a bit of news on his, doesn't it?
Right. I'll be honest, I don't know, because yours is the only news podcast I listen to.
A lot of them are like D&D kind of focused centric, where I think we might be the only general RPG news.
Well, there is a lot of D&D news. It seems to come thick and fast.
Yeah, and like yesterday, we literally finished recording the podcast, and then Wizards of the Coast immediately did this massive info dump about their 2024 release.
It's good to know that they follow your movements.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure they've got a spy camera in my house.
It's understandable.
Yeah, 9 o'clock on a Friday evening. Perfect time to meet.
When else would you make an enormous announcement to catch everybody?
I will.
But late news aside, the podcast is going well?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I think we're like 7 years in now.
That's a long time.
Or maybe it's 6 or 7. I think Peter keeps telling me it's 7. I think it might be 6. I'm not sure. Maybe just to Peter it feels like 7.
That doesn't seem right. Surely it's a delight to podcast with you every week.
Oh, right. I think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like we've gone down a cul-de-sac of in-jokes rather than talking about... So, your podcast, you talk about RPG news in general.
That is correct.
And interview creators about things.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of changed the format about... Well, when Jess joined, basically.
Yep.
So it used to be me and Peter Coffey used to do the podcast.
Yes.
And then Jess joined us, and because it was then three of us, we stopped getting the guests on.
Okay.
And then we just did a topic of the week. We are thinking of going back to that, though, because we did like having the guests on, and it's just that we didn't want it to get too crowded. So I think we will start doing it, just maybe more infrequently,
like the occasional
guests sort of thing.
All right, and do you then discuss a topic of the week like...
Yeah, well, the thing we kind of want to do is avoid just having someone come on to promote their thing.
Sure.
Because basically, like, if you look at our listener figures, when that's the case, we get lower...
Okay.
You know, like, that's not really what people tune in to hear.
Sure.
So if you've got a topic, though, that person is an expert in, that's a different matter. That's interesting. So it might be, I don't know, say the topic is running actual plays or something.
Sure.
And you get someone who's an expert in to talk about that and show their expert opinion on how to do that and how that works and some of these sort of behind the scenes, how the sausage is made stuff. That sort of stuff is really interesting to people. That's the sort of stuff I would tune in to listen to.
Sure.
But someone just sort of like just plugging their product, probably less so, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, you can get that lots of places. Lots of people have podcasts where people plug things.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got stuff here, and I'm going to try and plug my products on your podcast right now.
How very dare you?
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I get it. you got it, haven't you? You're a small publisher, that's what
things,
you're going to do.
Things need publishing.
Yeah.
Well, segues that smooth are not going to happen again, I don't think. So let's talk about Ian Publishing, the...
You can tell I'm a professional podcaster.
The gigantic kind of capitalistic, efficient marketing arm of your life. Is Ian Publishing, you publish games. Tell us about some of those games.
Do we?
Yeah, I hope so.
Who told me?
Okay, Russ. I feel like you're not cooperating. Is this because I moaned at you earlier?
All right, I will cooperate. I'll be good. Yes,
we'll see.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We do. We publish games. So we're standing here in our booth right now.
Yep.
Because obviously the people listening can't see that.
Nope. Hope they can probably hear that lovely con murmur in the background.
Yeah, it's quite loud here. So basically what we've got here today is all of our level up stuff.
Yep.
And all of our awfully cheerful engine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selling both of those things. The latest level up thing we've got is the Save a Kingdom Adventure Path.
Yep. If our listener has never heard of Level Up Advanced 5th Edition, what's that and why would we want it?
So Level Up Advanced 5th Edition is D&D 5e, but we've taken it apart and remade it from the ground up, revisiting every single aspect of the game, every class, every spell, every monster, every rule, everything, and redone it to fix the things that after several years of playing 5e, we felt we wanted to change about that game.
Okay.
We did a massive survey a few years ago, because obviously we've been published this for like 2 or 3 years now, but
sure.
We did a massive survey, I think it was 40 or 50,000 people took that survey, and they told us what they would want to see changed in 5e.
Yeah.
And we used that data, and that's what kind of drove what we did. So what we've ended up is, it's a slightly more crunchy version of D&D, but along with that crunchiness is a lot more GM support, which makes the tasks that you, when running the game, a lot easier.
Yeah.
So while it is crunchier, the crunch is easier to use and access.
Okay.
That even makes sense.
Maybe. And the latest Kickstarter, which, seeing as I've tricked you into thinking I'm pressed, you sent me a copy of, is the Vault of Shattered Souls?
Yeah. Splintered.
Splintered Souls. I was close. The Vault of Splintered Souls, which is...
It is a dungeon. It's a mega dungeon. It's got 14 layers. The Kickstarter's finished now, obviously.
Oh, okay.
The splintered souls are these kind of like essences that are sort of floating around in the dungeon, and as you collect them, you gain... I'm a bit spoilery. You gain something.
You gain things without wishing to spoil it?
Yeah.
Okay, and since the Kickstarter is finished, making this just the best timing to talk to you about it, when will it be available to the sort of idiot that didn't back it as a Kickstarter?
Well, we fulfilled it digitally already, because that's what we do.
As is the way with Ian Publishing, yes.
The soft covers will go out in January.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much as soon as the backers have their copy.
So probably by the time you listen to this, knowing my editing schedule...
Possibly, yeah, you do take
well.
You will
be able to... I do, yes. Well, I've got this real job, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Stupid real job, paying me enough money.
What's that, mate?
It's, I don't know, it's the best and it's the worst.
Yeah.
So that's Advanced 5th Edition. And what's coming next for that, knowing that there's just this machine of stuff coming out all the time for it?
So in January, we will be kickstarting the Gatepass Gazette Annual 2023.
Okay. And that's a collection of all of the
magazines,
magazines that you've been putting out.
That year, yeah. And then shortly after that is our first really, really big thing is next year is the Planestriders Journal.
Okay, right.
So this is where you go out into the planes. We've got like 30-odd planes outlined in that book.
Okay.
We've got something like, I think it's like 13 subclasses.
Right.
Archetypes.
Yep.
We've got spells, feats. We've got rules for what we call web jammers.
Okay.
And it's web jammers because what we've done is we've taken the planar cosmology and we've given it a sort of spidery theme. So in the ethereal plane, there's these spiders you've got to watch out for, the ethereal spiders.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the web jammers like fly between the planes and stuff.
All right.
So we've got 30 odd planes outlined, an adventure in there. It's going to be an enormous hardcover book.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing, I'm telling you. It's really good.
And judging by what I can see on the Level Up Advanced 5th Edition stuff, it will look, listener, absolutely gorgeous. But I've just seen Jess come up, recognise me and leave again, so... Hello. Would you like me to put the bag behind the stand? Okay. No, we have a fool. It's all right. The other game that you have in front of you here is...
Awfully Cheerful Engine.
Awfully Cheerful Engine. And what's that when it's at home?
So, this is a D6 dice ball system. an action comedy game. Kind of rules light. Mm-hmm. Each one, we've got 9 issues here.
Yep.
We give them issue numbers like comics. It's just a thing.
It's a framing device.
Yeah, each one of them is a different theme, topic, or genre. So, mm-hmm. as you can see, this one here, Strange Science, is kind of kids on bikes, kind of Stranger Things type.
Okay.
I think Beam Me Up is, well, you can guess what that is.
Yes, yeah, listening, without being sued, you can find
Spirits
out what that is.
Spirits of Manhattan, mm-hmm. Accidental Anthropomorphic Animal Heroes, Montana Drones. I think you can get the theme here.
Yeah, so it's well-known genres and intellectual properties with the serial numbers filed off.
They're kind of like loving parodies of them, because it's all action. It's all action comedy. Mm-hmm. So it takes the mickey out of them, basically. Pretty much.
Excellent. And that's simple, kind of easy to run, and then if you want to play that, pick the core rule book, that's issue 1.
Yeah.
And then another issue.
Yeah, basically.
And
yeah.
You're good to go. And that has character options and an adventure.
Yeah, yeah. And each one's going to be, you know, they're all like comic book sized, as sure. you can see, and they're small things. And they're designed for sort of like a 1 or 2 sessions, maybe a one mm-hmm. shot or a very short campaign.
Sure. Okay. Excellent.
And that's all that is.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Russ. And if our listener wants to find these things, where can they go to find them?
EnPublishingRPG.com is our website. Mm-hmm. We're also all over Kickstarter all
of
the
course.
Time, and
yep.
we're on DriveThruRPG. So, and we're easy to find on social media. Same names, EnPublishingRPG, or mm-hmm. me, Morris, in various places.
And if they want to find the podcast, which of course they should, if you're listening to this, you listen to podcasts, why are you not also listening to Morris's unofficial tabletop RPG talk?
Yes!
Nailed it!
A name so good it takes ages to learn. Many, many years, listener. Then put that into your podcast catcher of choice and you will find it.
It'll be there.
Excellent. Brilliant. Russ, thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome.
I'm still here at Dragon Meet. I'm now here with Matt from Loki Battle Mats. How are you doing, Matt?
Very good. Very busy. It's a good show so far.
Good to hear it. So, what's new? Let's cut to the chase, Matt. What's new for Loki Battle Mats?
Lots of things since Dragon Meet last year. So, mm-hmm. we've had a new big book in our Books of Battle Mats range.
Okay.
This one is the big book of Rooms, Vaults, and Chambers.
Right.
And this is all interesting indoor locations. Mm-hmm. You've got bank vaults, you've got your classic taverns, you've got almost like office type buildings. There's a spa in there just in case for the end of the adventuring.
Why not? Yep.
So lots of things that are loosely themed around heist and sort of more shenanigan-y based adventures.
Okay.
But there's classics in there for just about any fantasy type game, so plenty of shops, that sort of stuff. And that's in the big size, which is A4.
Yep, so that's A4. So as ever with the big books, A4 size, laminated so it is dry erase, opens flat with the spiral bound, all the usual good things.
Yes.
Listener, if you don't own any of these Loki Battle Map books, I highly recommend them. So many wonderful features. Pick them up. That's my sales pitch to you, listener. Do yourself a favour. Moving on.
So other new things, we have mm-hmm. two products which we're calling RPG toolboxes.
Yep.
These are a little bit of a homage to the sort of modular box sets you used to get late 80s, early 90s, where
okay.
you'd get a module and some content to help you run that module.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're map-based in many of the things we do, our boxes come with 10 double-sided fold-out maps.
Yep.
They're tabloid size, which is about the same as A3.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll give you, I think it's a 17 by 11 playable area on each side, and 10 of those, so 20 different maps with them being double-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside that, they come with a book. It's a softback book inside the box. It's about, I want to say, 80 pages off the top of my head.
Okay.
But the first third of that is random encounters themed around the maps that came with the box.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got two of these boxes. One is the long road, and that's overland travel themed.
Yep.
So lots of roads and stopping points along a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the Veiled Dungeon, which is much more dungeon-based.
Sure.
Inside there, it's about 100 to 120, depending which book it is, encounters to go with the maps
mm-hmm.
That you can mix and match. actually use at your own table how you wish. And then there's a full adventure that uses every single map as part of the adventure. So in the dungeon, it lays out like multiple floors of a big old dungeon.
Sure.
And on the other one, it's lots of points of interest on a journey you take doing an adventure. And they each round off with 40 unique monsters in the back of the book that are used in the encounters and in the adventures. Oh, it's worth noting the adventures don't repeat any of the encounters, so they're all their own encounters.
Sure.
Okay. So you end up with essentially an already pre-deconstructed adventure to put into your homebrew, or you can run as an adventure. And there's also in those sets you get 40 sort of poker-sized cards, which is full art one side of one of the monsters or NPCs, the other side stat blocks for 5e. And they're both pitched at around third to fifth level.
Okay.
Other new things we have the big box of dungeon doors.
Of course, yes.
This is what it says on the tin. Yep. It is a box with 40 acrylic standee dungeon doors in. So these are full-color artwork, 40 unique pieces of artwork. 35 of them are sort of single door size, so about 2 inches tall, 1 inch wide. And 5 of them are double, so they're about 2 inch wide and 2 inch tall. There's lots of things from very normal doors through to portals, things that could probably be a mimic.
Okay, yep.
Cell doors, portals, that sort of thing. So perfect for accessorizing our maps, anyone else's map in the same scale, or any of the classic dungeon crawler games like your Hero Quests or your Descents and those sorts of things.
Sure.
We've also got Tricks and Traps.
Yep.
This is a collection of cutout tokens. So there's 25 sheets to a box, and I think it's 225 unique items in there. And they're double-sided, so there's 450 unique things. And quite often, the flip side will be a variation on the other side. So you'll get like a bit of dungeon corridor, flip it over, it's full of spear traps.
Okay, yes.
Flip another one over, it's got a pit trap.
Yeah.
You know, here's a table, here's an exploded table. I think mimics make an appearance again, so yeah, like here's a chest, here's not a chest.
Why wouldn't they?
I think they deserve their place.
Yes.
And there's a mix of like outdoor sort of wilderness tokens, dungeon style tokens, indoor tokens, and more sort of town creating ones. So there's even a set of like buildings which are roofs on one side. Oh no, interiors and destroyed sort of buildings and things.
Okay.
So yeah, just a whole ton of things to accessorize your maps or just your plain grids and things.
Excellent.
Talking of which, we, after about 30 or 40 products now, we've brought out a plain grid.
Which okay.
In theory,
yes.
Should have been product number one, but
potentially, yeah,
potentially.
Yes.
So all that is, it's basically like a board game board. So it folds down to a 1 foot square, or folds out to a 2 foot square.
Yep.
Laminated, double sided, and it's got a 1 inch grid on one side and a 1 inch hex on the other. So just your classic, write on it, draw your dungeon, draw your overland map type product.
Sounds good.
What do we have? We have a couple of things in the pipeline. So we've got more map books coming, unsurprisingly. In March next year, we have the Giant Book of Wilds, Wrecks and Ruins.
Okay,
which is an A3 book in the Giant Book range.
Sure.
And this one is 62 pages of, essentially, they're kind of almost come in pairs, the pages. So you're like, there'll be a two-page spread of some sort of wilderness location, which won't have any sort of features and be used for just anything in that sort of wilderness. The next page will be the same biome, but there'll be something there, like a ruin or, you know, like a crashed ship or something to have a point of interest.
Okay.
So you've kind of got your approach and then your point of interest. So if you're doing something and you don't need a ruin tower, that's great. Just use one set of maps, flip a page, and it's a completely different map, but in the same biome. So it'll use the same sort of like drawing style and textures and things.
Sure.
But there'll be something there.
So of a piece with each other.
Yeah. We have another big book coming out. It'll be slightly after the Giant Wilds, Wrecks and Ruins comes out, and that's the Big Book of Wrecks and Ruins.
Yeah.
So this is very much on the same theme, but has completely different maps in it. And this is just points of interest on the same biomes that match the giant one. So it can either be used on its own for those locations, or if you happen to have the giant, it can expand off those maps from the side by putting another, you know, if it's a ruined sort of village, you can put more ruined village on, that sort of thing. So complementary but unique and usable themselves.
Okay, excellent.
And what else do we have?
Well, I mean, the current Kickstarter is probably worth talking about.
Well, yes, although it's a backer kit, not a Kickstarter this
time. Apologies. The current backer kit, so the current crowdfunding project, which is?
This is the Deck of Many Insults.
Right.
This is one of our first non-map related products.
Yep.
This is 100 cards of essentially fantasy insults, sort of in your sort of D&D style.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're not D&D ones, but they're things that you could use for your bard to use for their vicious mockery.
Okay.
So just plenty of insults in a deck of cards.
And I think we're going to hear a few examples.
Let's go for something like, the only hero here is the road out of this one horse town.
Yep, okay.
Last time I saw a face like that, I felt bad for the zombie.
Okay, very good.
I'm sorry you don't understand my plan. I have neither the time nor the crayons to explain it to you. So there's a bit of a mix between that sort, which are not overly sweary, and there's some quite sweary ones.
Less family-friendly ones.
Less family-friendly.
Definitely inspiration for your bard who wants to viciously mock.
Yeah,
ready to go.
And it's doing very well at the minute.
Great
I think
stuff.
We're going through stretch goals on backer at the moment.
And always a good sign.
About 12 days left to run. And talking to crowdfunding, we have one more coming up on Kickstarter,
mm-hmm.
aiming for probably February actually launch. And this is for a terrain set in our modular book range. So this will be a pair of 1 foot by 1 foot page books,
yep.
that come together. So on the table, you can either make a 2 foot square out of them or a 1 foot by 4 foot sort of log map.
Sure.
And these will be plain pieces of terrain. So mm-hmm. you're like just grass, just sand, just snow. And each book will also come with 2 pages of the static cling decals we do.
Yes.
So in the back of each book, there'll be one of those foot square pages full of things like trees, embankments, water features, just things mm-hmm. that you can then put on those maps to customize them. So a bit like having the blank one to draw on, but instead of it being blank, you end up with 40 pages of different biomes ready to lay out, so there's something colorful and plain but detailed. So you're yeah. like, you know,
simple but with depth.
That's the one.
Sounds good.
Items to accessorize, and we expect that to be about February on Kickstarter.
Okay.
And I've probably missed stuff because we've had a lot of products recently.
Yeah, there seems to be lots of new stuff, but if our listener wants to track down the stuff, where should they go?
LokiBattleMats.com is the easiest one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in general sort of distribution anyway, so all of our products, you'll find them at your local game store or wherever you do your online shopping that sells RPG-related stuff.
Great stuff. Matt, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm still at Dragon Meet 2023. This time I'm catching up with Rich from Hatchling Games. How has the show gone so far, Rich?
Brilliant, yeah. Really good fun. Busy as usual.
Excellent.
Lots of buzz and kind of a good atmosphere.
That's really good. Yeah, it's been busy but not overly busy. It's felt
like steady.
Yeah.
But really like a lot of diverse crowds, a lot of families here.
Yes, yeah, more and more we see that.
Yeah,
it's good
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, exactly the sort of crowd you want for your games.
Yeah.
Because they're family-friendly, family-orientated games.
Yeah, they're for all ages, and we're very much focused on kind of family experiences. So, like, yeah, everyone can play together.
Excellent.
And try and encourage, like, you know, younger teens or young adults to sort of run our games now.
Okay.
Trying to push that in libraries
yeah, yeah.
and school settings.
Excellent. I should probably, for any listeners who don't know, tell us about Hatchling Games. Start
yeah,
with that.
So we're sort of like best known for a game called Inspirals, which mm-hmm. teaches sign language, both American and British.
Okay.
It's quite unique in that way, but it's also quite accessible to everyone, really.
Yeah.
And we've just launched Ready for Publishing and to Sell Overalls, which is kind of the campaign setting for the core
oh, okay.
game.
Yeah.
And that just expands the lore and has more sign language elements to it.
All right.
And introduces kind of a new system.
Right, which is?
Feathering. So
right.
the first game was about the elements predominantly,
yep.
and this one's more about like animal handling or working with like these giant herons that you ride through
oh,
the sky.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, a bit more. It's still like altruistic kind of like ideas
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And positivity.
Excellent. Over Isles is a campaign setting, extra stuff. Is there an adventure in there? How do adventures work?
Yeah, so it's kind of almost like a hex map.
Okay.
So there's like 20 islands, floating islands.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like all thematically built around that. And
okay.
we had 20 writers from the community.
Oh, wow.
Mainly from the family-friendly space.
Excellent.
All published people and like...
sure.
To do each island, basically.
Okay.
And have the lore and the kind of how disbelief and belief are earned
mm-hmm.
and like create features on there, so like a big like kind of exploration game.
Okay, wow. So sort of hex crawl kind of, but in Spiral
style. But in the air as well.
But in the air, of course.
Sky
yes.
crawl.
Hex fly? Not sure.
Not sure, yeah. We'll workshop that one.
Excellent. And so how much is the core book and how much is Overass?
They're both £25.
Okay.
They're both hardcovers.
Yeah.
We made them A5, so they're like easy to carry around,
sure.
especially for young
yes.
people, so they can take them to school and stuff.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what we want to push. We want families to be, you know, kids to be taking them into and playing with their friends.
Great stuff. And where could our listeners get hold of a copy of Overass?
Website?
Yep.
www.hatchlingsgames.co.uk.
Okay, brilliant. Fantastic. Well, I hope you continue to have a really successful con, and I'll catch you next time, Rich.
Thank you very much.
I'm still here at Dragon Meet. This time I found a hopefully slightly quieter room to interview Ramona, who I know from Twitter as a thing. How are you doing, Ramona?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Ramona, first of all, tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm a Latvian-born, Bristol-based lettering artist and illustrator. You probably mostly know me from shiny D&D cards mm-hmm. and pretty card borders.
Excellent, yeah. So I first came across you your thread on Twitter of, here's some art assets I've designed that you can have.
Yep, that's me.
Which is wonderful. Where can people find those?
They can find them on my Ko-fi.
Okay.
So if you just search for Older Doodle, you can find them.
Excellent, available there. And there are free ones and then there are paid for assets as well.
On the Ko-fi, all the stuff I have on Ko-fi is absolutely pay what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the budget for custom art, I think that people should still have pretty art. So it's there for you to use in whatever, personal games, commercial stuff, go nuts.
And then you also have some very exciting, shiny things that you keep showing off on Twitter and other places. Tell us about those.
I do. I have shiny D&D cards. I have like blank spell cards and item cards and stat block cards that you can use. I have dry erase note cards and deck of many things. I recently released tarot deck as well,
and mm-hmm.
You can find that on my website, so just alderdoodle.co.uk. It's all on there.
Excellent. I think I saw you showing off very recently a wish scroll that was very
yes,
shiny.
I do. If it's mine, it's probably shiny. But yes, I have various D&D spell scrolls. One of them is wish. Wish is a big one, so it's a A3 size.
Wow.
There's
okay.
a lot of text.
And with gold ink on it. How long does that sort of thing take you to make?
Design takes the longest. Once mm-hmm. it's designed, then you print it and then finish it with ink. So it takes about half an hour to do the embellishments.
Okay,
ink.
But it's the design.
It's the design that takes the longest. Yeah.
And I don't know if you're a regular at Dragon Meet or if this is your first time.
This is my first time at Dragon Meet.
Okay.
It was almost a spur of the moment because I'm not exhibiting, so it's literally a day trip.
Sure.
I got a 7:30 coach from Bristol here.
Wow.
Gonna get like the 6:00 coach back.
Okay. And you've enjoyed your time?
It's been so good. I think I've been to a few Comic Cons and obviously Games Expo and stuff. It has such a nice vibe here.
It really
does. It
seems
so chill and mm-hmm. everybody's so friendly. It's been a great day.
And what have you bought? What have you played?
I came here thinking that I'm just gonna come to meet people and mm-hmm. say hi to people I know. I just bought a bundle of two puzzles. I have a t-shirt and I have some books and dice, obviously. I don't need more dice. Of course I bought more dice.
Of course, that's pretty much the rule, yep.
Yeah, I heard someone walk past and say, that's it, I'm done with dice, I don't need any more dice.
Yeah, but these people are lying to themselves.
They are, they're in denial.
Yeah, no one is fooled. Excellent. So have you played anything or has it been browsing shopping?
No, it's been browsing shopping and I did attend a Tabletop RPG panel.
Okay.
Which was amazing. It was by Aaron, I'm going to butcher their last name, Aaron Geely, maybe?
Let's assume.
Kid Buss, who both have been Critical Role artists.
Okay.
And they're like full freelance Tabletop RPG artists and they did a great panel with tips and insights on what that's like.
Excellent. Well, Ramona, thank you so much for your time. It's been great to have a quick chat.
Thank you for having me.
I would implore, particularly if you're doing bits of design, to go and have a look at Ramona's website and Ko-fi. If you want to make a big thing about your player that's just hit level 17 as a wizard and can cast Wish, what better way to do than with a shiny A3 scroll? All of which, you can find at Ramona's website. Bro, thanks very much, Ramona.
Thank you.
Thank you, listener, for listening. Do check out each and every one of our guests and maybe even buy something new from them.
Catch you next time on the D20 Future Show.
Oop, sorry.
That's all right. Richard, edit the bit out where a bloke needed to squeeze past us.
Yep.
And I just froze and didn't say anything instead of saying, I can edit this out. Russ, can you move?
Well, I didn't even realise it was there.
No, well, because I froze like an idiot. But it's all right. I'll edit all this out so no one will hear.
Ever know.
It'll be our little secret,
but
Russ.
It'll be uncovered one day.
Well, inevitably, I'm waiting to be exposed as an idiot. It's not happened yet.
I would say me too, but it's definitely happened.
I've heard the podcast. It has.